With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Tonight, the West End celebration will kick off with a talk by Michael Nesmith. The annual arts gathering in Sand City continues through the weekend. Nesmith, who is a member of the 1960s pop band The Monkees, also has deep roots in the Sand City art scene and still has a studio there. I recently spoke to him about that and his new book, Infinite Tuesday. It's the 40th anniversary this year of the release of your 1977 hit song, Rio.
Wow.
I'm hearing the light from the window.
Which I believe was accompanied by what is largely regarded as one of the first ever kind of music videos. Do you take credit? Did you pioneer the music video? How did that all get started with you?
Well, as I say in the book, I don't think anybody invents anything. We go back and we pick up from this infinite, expanding, ever-unfolding universe, ideas that are available. They're just free. They just fall from the sky. And so you either pick it up and dust it off and figure out a recipe for it, or you move on to the next thing. Well, when I made the song Rio, I turned it in to my record company, which was based in London, which was owned by Chris Blackwell. And Chris said, this would make a great promotional clip. We send things around on television, and that's how they get their exposure. So will you go back home and make a promotional clip for it? Home for me had been, since 1963, Carmel and Monterey. Mm. And early in the 70s, I got a studio in Sand City. And a friend of mine, Bill Deere, and my wife at the time, Catherine, we all sat around and I said, look, I've just gotten this request for this. I'm thinking I'll just do a bunch of pictures. I just think about people on the beach, and I think about guys in a hat and glasses, and I think about palm trees and coconut drinks and dancing and all the other things that would go with this sort of tropical land that you would go to in your fancy dreams. So we got a crew together, and we went out and filmed these pictures, brought them into a studio, a video editing studio, and Bill was kind of like, well, now what? And I was too. Well, I don't know what now, but something's got to happen. So, well, let's just lay it down, the song down, and then we'll start adding pictures to the videotape, and let's see what happens as it unfolds. And what happened was, as it unfolded, was a music video.
So I think I will travel to Rio using the
But neither one of us had ever seen anything like that before.
Didn't know what to call it.
Well, we were calling it a clip.
Yeah.
But we didn't know that this was a music video. We didn't know what to do with it. We would show it to people and go, oh, my gosh, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with it? And there was a lot of pushback early on. But where there was no pushback was in my own creative life and my own creative mind. And it was like, you follow this. And that was in 1976, seven, like mm-hmm. that. And it was right up at 361 Orange in Sand City.
And then a few years later, MTV came around, and the rest is history.
You're exactly right. Now, well, I got a YouTube channel, which finally I'm glad to get going. VR3D, which is a virtual world, is coming to life now at the new studio that I have in Sand City.
Video Ranch 3D,
mm-hmm.
right?
Correct.
So let's talk about that. So is it an interactive concert performance? How does it work exactly?
Well, I'm in the same boat that I was with the music video. Nobody quite knows what you do with it. Nobody quite knows what to call it. It is technologically virtual reality. Well, I looked at that. I thought, I can embed a virtual audience full of avatars in here with a live performer that's not an avatar, but is a video image, an actual video image. Mm-hmm. And that will be a new medium. They are in world performing live, and the avatars are in world attending live, and the whole thing is live.
Okay.
It's like a live performance. And the thing that makes it magic is that the avatars can communicate with the performers. Mm. The performers can communicate with the avatars. Mm. And the avatars with the avatars, all in real time, all real live. We started in, I guess, 06, maybe, 05 over there at the new VR studios. Mm-hmm. And we did 200 concerts.
Yeah.
And so it's the next step for me. I don't know, you know, how far I'll be able to take it out there. And, of course, there's some big, big guns out there who are looking at this same space. But that's what we're doing. Ironically, it's, you know, a block and a half away from the 361 Orange Studios that I did Rio in.
Well, thank you again, Mike Nesmith, so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
That's author and musician Michael Nesmith. Tonight at 5:30, he'll kick off Sand City's West End Celebration with a talk about his life, his virtual reality project Video Ranch 3D, and his book Infinite Tuesday. Proceeds from tonight's book sales will go to the Henry Miller Library. Find more details on our website, kazu.org. I'm Dylan Music. This is KAZU News.